Module 3, B. Exercise 2.
Safe Hands Insurance, how may I help you?
Oh, hello, my name is Ute Huber. I've just moved to a house in Nottingham and I need to arrange household contents insurance. I've got a couple of questions.
Just a moment and I'll connect you to one of the customer service advisors.
Patrick Exelby speaking. Can I help?
Yes, my name is Ute Huber. I've just moved to Nottingham and I want to arrange contents insurance. I don't want to do it on the internet in case I make a mistake. So I did a Google search and found your company.
I'm very glad you did. Right, so it's just contents insurance you're interested in, not building and contents?
I'm going to need building, but I was going to start off by organizing contents.
Well, let me just mention at this point that we do offer a discount to customers who take out building and contents with us. But you can make up your mind about that later. OK, first question. Do you know the value of your household contents?
Sort of. I've got a very rough idea. Well, actually, no, not really.
That's not really surprising. Most people don't. In fact, they have no idea. But I'm afraid you have a rather tedious job in front of you.
Oh no, what's that then?
You'll have to go through your house assessing the value of your contents.
I see what you mean by tedious. Do you have any suggestions as to the best way?
Well, personally, I recommend making an inventory broken down by room. So, for example, you write kitchen on a piece of paper and then itemise what's in there. What electrical items have you got in your kitchen?
Oven, fridge, freezer, microwave, various appliances like mixer, juicer.
A dishwasher, electric kettle?
Oh, yes, those two.
Well, you write down the items along with their replacement value. Oven 400, fridge freezer 300, microwave 60. These are just examples, of course. Dishwasher 250, kitchen appliances 150, and so on. If an item is quite new and you have the receipt, you can use that value. Otherwise, you'll have to check in the shops what the current value would be. Then you just do the same with every room.
It sounds a very long and boring job.
I'm afraid it is, but look at it this way. When you've done it once, you'll only need to update it or add to it for the future.
That's true. That's a positive way of looking at it.
Oh, and don't forget the attic or cellar, if you have either. Or your CD collection, or the contents of cupboards and boxes. You'd be surprised how many people forget about those. Do you have a garden or a garage?
Yes, both.
Well, don't forget items in them as well. And while you're at it, take photos of any valuables you have. That will be really helpful if any of them get stolen or damaged in a fire.
Anything else?
When you've finished, add up the total value of your contents. This will be the minimum insurance sum for which you'll need coverage. Then call me back and we'll see if there's anything on your list that we'll need to list separately on the policy. For example, a trampoline in the garden. Then I can give you a quote and we can talk about building insurance too and see if we can make you a good offer.
Okay. I have no idea how long this is going to take me.
Well, don't leave it too long. Remember, you're uninsured in the meantime.
You're right there. Well, you've been very helpful. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm just doing my job. Oh, before you hang up, can I just take your name and a contact number?
Of course. It's Ute Huber, and my number is 01150-6348-9035. That's the landline. My mobile number is 07984231342. 0113.
I'll read that back. 0115063489035 and 0798423134213.
That's right. Shall I give you my email address?
Yes, please. That might be useful.
It's quirk43@gmx.de.
Let me read that back. quirk43@gmx.de.
That's right. Well, I'd better start counting.
Good luck. And if you've got any other questions, Ms. Huber, just give me a call. Oh, have you got my direct line?
Oh, no. I was transferred by the switchboard.
It's 01150-6643-2211. And my name is Patrick Exelby. E-X-E-L-B-Y.
Thanks, Mr. Exelby. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.